Today's devotional, the cursing of the fig tree. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 14 and 20 to 21. The next morning as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in full leaf a little way off. So he went over to see if he could find any figs, but there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." And the disciples heard him say it. The next morning as they passed by the fig tree he had cursed, the disciples noticed it had withered from the roots up. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, "Look, Rabbi, the fig tree you curse has withered and died." The story of Jesus cursing the fig tree is one of the most striking and, at first glance, perplexing incidents in the Gospels. As Jesus approaches Jerusalem, he sees a fig tree in full leaf from a distance. Hungry, he goes to see if it has any fruit, but finds only leaves. Despite it being out of season for figs, Jesus curses the tree, and the next day, it is found withered from the roots. This act is not a random display of frustration, but a symbolic lesson that carries a powerful message about faith, fruitfulness, and authenticity. In Scripture, the fig tree often symbolizes the nation of Israel, but it also symbolizes man's own understanding. The tree had the outward appearance of life and productivity. It was full of leaves, suggesting that it might have fruit. However, upon closer inspection, it was barren. This serves as a metaphor for spiritual life. God desires genuine faith that produces fruit, not just the appearance of it. The fig tree's lack of fruit represents a kind of hypocrisy, having the appearance of righteousness without the reality of it. Jesus' action challenges us to examine our lives daily. Are we like the fig tree, showing outward signs of faith, but lacking the inward fruit of a genuine relationship with God? Fruitfulness in the Christian life isn't about religious activity or outward appearances, but about a heart transformed by God's grace, producing the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The cursing of the fig tree also underscores the importance of being ready in and out of season. Just as a tree was not excused for its lack of fruit, we are called to bear fruit continually in our walk with Christ. This does not mean striving in our own strength, but allowing the life of Christ within us to produce fruit naturally as we remain connected to Him, who is the true vine. Finally, Jesus is teaching to His disciples following the cursing of the fig tree points to the power of faith. When Peter marvels at the withered tree, Jesus replies, "Have faith in God. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours." What a powerful statement. This reminds us that our effectiveness in prayer and our spiritual fruitfulness are deeply connected to our faith in God and His power. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder that true faith produces genuine fruit. Help us not to settle for outward appearances, but to seek a deeper, authentic relationship with you. Examine our hearts and remove anything that hinders our growth and fruitfulness. Teach us to remain in you, drawing our strength and nourishment from your presence. Increase our faith and help us to trust in your power at work in and through us. May our lives be a reflection of your love and grace, bearing fruit that glorifies you in and out of season. In Jesus' name, we pray this, believing it done. Amen. The cursing of the fig tree, it serves as a sobering reminder that God values authenticity and fruitfulness in our lives. Let us not be content with just looking the part, but strive to live a life that truly reflects the love and power of Christ. As you go about your day, Consider areas where you may be displaying leaves without fruit, and invite God to cultivate a heart that bears lasting and meaningful fruit for His kingdom. Stay rooted in Him and watch how He transforms your life from the inside out. Not change, but transformation. Be blessed and be encouraged.